Murray looks left, swings back to the right. It's intercepted by Terrence Newman. Far side of the field to the 40, and that's where he stopped Terrence Newman.
Battled for and intercepted. Terrence Newman.
Well, the player of the game for us, when they needed a play at the end, he comes up big for the Minnesota Vikings defense.
Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. It's the Xfinity Player Breakdown with Terrence Newman, one of the cornerbacks for the Minnesota Vikings in his 13th year from Kansas State. He has 39 interceptions, and he had two at Oakland at age 37. Still a lot of run in those legs. What's your secret?
Had to bring that up. Just taking care of the body, man, and doing a lot of film study.
Terrence Newman absolutely ran this route for Amari Cooper.
Coach Gray puts us in good position. He prepares us well, so we know what's going to be coming our way. And, you know, he did the same thing this week.
Terrence Newman at 37 years old can still break on the ball, and Marcel Reese was waiting for it to come there, and he almost got.
With your speed and your athletic prowess, how much of that is just God-given? And, like, how hard do you have to work at it at this stage of your career?
I don't know if you can really say I have speed nowadays, but I can still run a little bit. But, I still work at it. I mean, God's blessed me for sure to be able to play corner this long and, still have a little bit of success at least. And, you know, like I said, our guys up front play well, so it helps us in the back end for sure.
Down goes Matthew Stafford, Everson Griffin.
Derek Carr is sacked.
And there again is Len Ball Joseph. He's having a monster game.
Would you say that's a major key to this defense having success, the way they play up front complimenting you guys?
Yeah, they're the heart and soul of this defense. I mean, there's no question about that. The way they play allows us to play the way we do in a back end. And without the way they play, I mean, I promise you, we wouldn't be very good.
Is playing cornerback, the toughest position in football? And if so, why?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a debatable deal, but you do the most unnatural thing, which is running backwards pretty much. Versus a guy who's running forward who knows where he's going. I mean, so, that being said, I mean, that alone makes it, you know, one of the hardest.
What do you see in Aaron Rodgers when you look at 2015 Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, he's no different than the 2014, 2013. I mean, he's a very, very cerebral quarterback. I mean, he reads defenses. You know, he's probably one of the toughest guys for a defensive line to get to because he's so good at, you know, eluding a rush and making plays with his legs and his arm. He's got one of the fastest releases in the game. He's the Steph Curry of quarterbacks because he gets the ball out of his hands quick. He's got a lot of guys to work with, so.
From Dallas to Cincinnati to Minnesota, Terrence Newman has been with Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer. What are some traits of Zimmer's coaching that you'll forever appreciate?
Just the fact that he's tough-nosed, but he's respectable. He'll cuss you out, but then also he'll tell you when you're doing good. You know, and he genuinely cares about how his players are.
Hey, I love this team, fellas.
Yeah. And he'll fight for his players any day of the week. So those are things that, you know, everybody on the team loves about him.
Do you find that he's especially hard on defensive backs?
Do I? I mean...
Has it always been like that?
That's his passion, though. I mean, that's when I first came in the league, he was my DB coach and my D coordinator. So
good turn. Burst out of that turn. Not so much arms this time. Just let him hang, relax loose.
You see a practice goes along. He always gravitates. He's always watching. He might be on another field, but he's watching. So, you know, that's his passion. That's his baby.